I am writer. REIWSA. Double S-A. Yeah. Sorry.
This meeting is not very long. It's probably down to about 35 minutes now. So I want each of your presentations to not be too long, five minutes, something like that. If you haven't done a PowerPoint thingy, it doesn't matter. It just says that you, it's, that's just one particular medium. If you haven't had time to prepare one, you can draw stuff on the note board, you can talk to us, you can, you know, however you want to do your
I'm fine, yeah.
Are you joining in this meeting?
Yeah.
Are
I
we
mean,
joining
I'm
in? Yeah,
finishing off my
yeah.
presentation.
Doing some research,
No, I'm done. Okay.
Okay, brilliant. All right, let's have, well, we all know that it's a remote control that we're going to be dealing with. I think the first thing we should look at is probably the, what it is that it's actually supposed to be, so that's going to be Jansen. everyone just give us a moment? I just want to copy this down. I don't know if you guys have got any questions for Catherine on any of this.
Or suggestions.
Is a battery like the only way of?
Well, it's just you don't want it plugged in, really.
Yeah, alternate energy source like wind power.
No, no. No, I meant like, no, because like, because always changing batteries can get like annoying, and the battery's down, and maybe, I don't know, solar charged.
Changing your batteries once every 6 months is not really a pain.
Yeah, it worked for the last 3 years. Yeah.
One question I have, and I don't know how much control we have over this, is as far as infrared, do we have control over how far away you can be from the receiving the TV and still have it in operation? Maybe we want a strong signal strength.
How far away is your television? It's never going to be more than. It's never going to be. Unless you've got a TV the size of a football pitch, it doesn't have to go that far, does it? It doesn't have to go through a wall because you're not going to be looking through a wall.
Yeah, but if like you're on the phone in the other room and you need to turn the television off or something and you don't really want to go into the. Put the telephone down and go into the other room.
What? The signal strong enough to go through a wall. I didn't think that.
How about Bluetooth? Instead of using infrared, use Bluetooth. Isn't that a better signal?
It's going to cost more.
It sounds like we don't want to overcomplicate things.
Mm.
No, we don't need
it's
it.
A fancy idea, it's quite nice, but then I don't know. Either if you want to watch the telly, you're in the room, you're going to.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, we're designing and marketing television remote control. Designing something that you can plug in a headset to and you know connect to your laptop computer and stuff.
It's just an idea. Adjusting.
This is warming up. So I'm doing user interface design.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, as far as methods, I was looking at already existing remote, trying to find some inspiration from designs that are already out there. Thinking of what we can retain, what we can do away with, what we can perfect a little bit as far as design. We don't want to do something that's too radical of a change, I guess. I mean, people want a remote that's familiar, that has their favorite functionalities, and does the basics.
Yeah.
So we can improve what's out there and maintain the basic functionality that people want. So things that seem like absolute must-haves So in the research that I was doing, there's basically two types of remotes, ones that are engineering-centered and ones that are more user-centered. Actually, I don't know if I can access the webpage. So this is an engineer-centered one. So you can see it's rather busy, but it also lets you play your movie, stop your movie, fast forward, all this. Freeze frame. And this is a user-centered one. It's easier to just glance at this and see what's possible to do. You're not going to be staring at it for 5 minutes. Right. And I, judging from what we all talked about during our last meeting, I kind of gathered that that's what we were going after, or the direction that we were going in. So the engineering-centered ones provide a lot of functionality that can be a little bit overwhelming. So the user-centered ones just focus on ease of use. And this sort of overlaps with the marketing person, Reset, because we need to find out what people want before we make...
Chris is a marketing guru.
Research that you've been doing, looking at other, you know, existing units and stuff. Have you found that anyone else has looked into the locking?
No, that seemed like a novel idea as far as I know. I mean, obviously another that exists, like you said, in mobile phones.
Yeah.
That was sort of the inspiration for it. I've never seen that in all my years in
yeah.
remote business. I've never seen that locking functionality. But do you guys have a yay or nay on that? A feeling about whether that's really necessary?
I would say it's... If it's simple to do, which I think it probably should be, even if it's a physical, you know, a physical switch or a physical cover for the remote, even something like that, then yes, it's like you said earlier on, a flip thing, something like that, but you know, being physical looking thing. I've had word down from head office that something that we should be centered as well, something we should take into account is we've got to keep the corporate image within this remote control unit. It's got to look like it's an R&R. You know, the company is, from what I can see from our other products, like yellow with blue lines.
And our motto is we put the fashion,
in electronics. So there you go.
I think we have to carry that mantle.
So it's kind of got to look, it's got to look new, you know, something fashionable. If remote control, well, if telephones can be fashionable, then maybe remote control units can be.
Yeah, these, I think we can, so we talked about the layout in my presentation, or what I didn't mention yet really is the sort of ergonomic
design.
I think we can make big improvements over these two that you see here. Everything is going ergonomic, you know, there's, you know, mice for computers that are very ergonomic and keyboards, and that could be one of our niches sort of in the market, I guess.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay.
Gabrielle,
can I have the plug out?
Lisa.
Where's it going to?
Yeah,
here. The blue thing.
Right. This is getting a little tangled. I guess that's
it. Is that in?
Yeah, then you just have to do function FB.
Oh. Function F8. No.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Okay. Let's hope this works. Okay. Well, from a marketing report, we observed remote control users in the usability lab, and also gave, so this is research, and we also gave participants questionnaires to fill out. Total number of people tested were 100, just so you know. So the 100 people were tested, and these were the findings. So 75% of users find the remote control ugly. Okay, so they don't like the look of the remote control. 80% of them would spend more money if the remote control looked really cool and fancy. So I think we all agree with that. Current remote controls do not match well with the operating behavior of the user. So they don't like the way they operate, it doesn't like match how people behave. 50% of the users say that they only use 10% of the buttons on the remote. So probably if you have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the whole up to 10, they probably don't use those. They only use the up and down channel. Exactly. That's another thing. 75% of users say they zap. I'm not quite sure what they mean with zap. It goes like zip. Yeah. Takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote. I think especially for the older generation. I know my grandmother doesn't like mobile phones. It takes ages to work out to use. Anyway. And they also, remotes often get lost in the room, so nobody can find them. So maybe tracking devices is a good idea. Personal references. I was thinking something easy to use, especially for older people. Has to look really cool, flash and groovy for people to buy it. And it's easy to find. So I don't know whether maybe, and also we asked them whether they wanted, whether they'd be interested in voice activating. So voice activation. So, and this was what we came up with. And if you look, 15 to 25, this is age, sorry, I'll move that out of the way. Age group, so 15 to 25 said, like 91% of them said yes. So basically the majority, except for the 45 to 55 year olds, for some reason didn't want a voice activated one. And neither did the older generation, but the younger generation who we are catering for, like who have most of the money nowadays, do want a voice speech recognition in a remote. Well, the 25 to 35 year old, and 35 and the 35 to 45, 45.7%. I'll say no, so. Well, these guys are growing up.
What about just from the perspective of our manufacturing cost? I mean, if it's 1250 per unit,
yeah.
I mean, okay,
voice activation might not be the best. Also with buttons, a thing called RSI, so wrist sensory. Yeah, repetitive strain injury. So they don't. I think people who watch TV maybe too often keep changing the channel and hurts their wrist. Or something. So. Yeah, maybe not so hard. Yeah. Maybe.
We just want them to cover our asses so that people aren't going to sue us in 10 years' time and say, your remote control gave me the best strain injury. They're having a lunch break at the moment.
Yeah. Maybe the button's not so high up, so you don't have to press so much. Maybe just like flat buttons or something. Yeah.
Okay.
So that is me.
Thank you very much for your research.
Now, going back to the industrial design of it, you know, we're looking at whether to use maybe infrared or Bluetooth. I think we should just go with the simplest option on everything, and that would be infrared energy source and be batteries. We can look into using the, you know, the little tiny weeny batteries, but not special long-lasting batteries. But there's no, I don't think there's any point in making a control unit that's going to last for 50 years, because technology would have changed. In, you know, we won't have televisions in 10 years' time. So I think we're all pretty sus on that. Anyone? Everybody happy in their work?
Yeah, it seems like we're on pretty much on the same page.
Now this is good. We've got a good structure going on. We're on there. Where are we going into? Have any of you lot been getting loads of crap spam on your computers?
It's probably just you because you're the project manager.
No, just questionnaires.
Yeah, trying to sell you things. And
Have you guys found out if we can email stuff to each other?
Yeah, you can.
Right. Do you all know my email address?
Yeah.
I think he's participant one, aren't you?
Can you all email me your email addresses?
We'll send you an email.
So are we headed towards like a big yellow and black remote as far as the S? Maybe that's our next meeting.
Is it yellow and black or is it yellow and blue? I kind of thought it was blue writing on a yellow background, but I might be just...
Well, it's like white and blue on a black background, white with yellow borders.
Okay.
Maybe that's getting ahead of ourselves.
Maybe you can come up with a couple of different ideas.
Can't we have different colours in a remote so somebody can choose different colours? Like, does it have to be of a certain...
People have got to look at this remote control and instantly recognise that it's a real reaction.
But if it's a RR, it would be real reaction. Like if it had the symbol on it.
Called RR.
Well.
This is slogan, but this is the slogan. This is the
and this is something that came on down from the higher ups.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're sort of people.
So we have to have it one colour.
Well, not necessarily.
Not one colour,
but we have to incorporate it. Not necessarily. You have to look at the product and instantly know that it's one of our products, as opposed to a Sony product or a Panasonic product. It's got to. So you can have a look at our other products and see if they all follow a similar vein, perhaps.
But it could come in different colours and have the RR colours just somewhere, like just around the button could be the RR logo or colours.
Well, this is all your department. Okay. Well done, everybody. And I think we stop for lunch now.
Have we
finished ahead of schedule?
We might possibly have done.
All right. See you all soon.
If we finish 5 minutes before meeting's supposed to finish, then that means we have an extra 5 minutes for lunch.